not through the prior generations, not through future generations, but through that generation and those that are with them. The elements, the elements is, it's not like aluminum, selenium, but it is, though it could include that, it literally means something orderly in arrangement. That is, by implication, a cereal, basal, fundamental, initial, constituent parts, literally, proposition, okay, whatever. But it means the very basis of things, the order of things, shall melt. Luo, which means to loosen. But the idea of, think about when things melt. Like, imagine the form of the wax begins to melt and it loosens with fervent heat. That is, means being burnt up. And the earth also and the works that are in it shall be burned up. There is going to be a kingdom. The reason I say is that there's going to be a kingdom created on the earth. But there's going to be a fire that comes. As it is said another place, that it signifies the removing of those things which can be moved. That only those things which cannot be moved will remain. You know what I mean? So, I don't think it necessarily means like God's going to burn up all the trees. Though in the book of Revelation, it's going to be a third of the trees are going to be burned up. But that's prior to this. When Jesus comes, it says in the book of Ezekiel, there's going to be rivers that come out to heal the world. But really, it's the works of man and also the works of, of Satan's power through man and through the kingdom that he tries to bring about. But, in all the works of all man's doings, I'm looking around just everything that's in my home here, in my office where I sit. I'm looking at my desk and my coffee cup, my radio, my guitar, my house, my electrical devices, etc., etc. The works of man, the order of things is going to be absolutely torn apart. Just absolutely burnt up. It signifies the removing of those things which are shaken. That which cannot be shaken remains. That's the reason I exclude things. I think, he might leave the trees and stuff, or a part of nature. I don't think he wants to totally make the earth look like the moon or something like that. But he could if he wants, and he could start all over, right? There's certainly going to be some degree of natural devastation even. The heavens are going to be on fire. Even our sky, the atmosphere, caught on fire and dissolved. It's the same word as melt. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And this, see now the word, see this is a funny thing. The word melt in verse 10 is the same word as dissolved in verse 12. And then the word melt in verse 12 is a different word, which means to liquefy. And that's truly the word melt. Which is kind of funny because it says melt with, loosed with fervent heat, then melted with fervent heat. It's kind of interesting. He uses a lot of different language there. That's what I mean sometimes about these words. It's kind of funny the way the translators will translate the same word in the same context two different ways and then use the same English word to describe two different Greek words in the same context, which can be kind of confusing. I don't mean to make it confusing, but I'm just saying if you're studying it if you're trying to look, because I look at the words for continuity. I want to know, when it says destruction, I like to know, oh, this is the same word as destruction over there. So I kind of, you know, I haven't made like a direct study of it, but it's something I did a study. I made lots of notes on words. And over time, I have a more familiar, I look at these things, and as I do, I refamiliarize myself with what things are what. And so I look for that continuity, for the similarity and the dissimilarity. But look, I'm looking and hasting. You know, it means to speed, spueto, towards the coming of the Lord. That's what I'm working for. You know, I think it's funny that a lot of the liberal churches now, they take up the environment as their cause. And like I said, I'm all for clean air and water. I'm all for that. And the cities definitely have a problem with their, you know, they should probably, you know, but they got to live there. And they need to find out their solutions. It doesn't make sense for us out here in the country where we have plenty of fresh air. It's when they all get together there that they create all those problems. And not that we don't have our little problems out here, too. But it's a little easier to... Well, whatever. I don't want to get into that crud. You know, it's just... That, to me, it's just a bunch of crap. Really. Let them see to it. I am looking to and hasting to the coming of the Lord. Not the... You know, if that was my job, I would do that as part of my... You know, like if I became, like, water commissioner, I'd be concerned about the water in the area and monitoring the water table and all that. And I'd do my best in that sort of regard. I don't know why I always think of water commissioner. I guess because I think of that as in terms of... There are ways in which you can serve in government and so on and still be following Christ. Because it's like it's just another job you're doing. There are degrees to which you begin to marry yourself to power that you make it almost impossible to serve Christ. Now, if someone were to hear the gospel while being in power, they should rather... I'm not going to advise that right now. I mean, I'm not going to try to speak to that. Whatever. Let them hear the gospel and the Holy Ghost show you what to do. Anyways, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwell righteousness. You know, and we have to practice righteousness now. It is like, you know, don't think you're just going to wake up after having lived a life of sin and loved a life of sin